Track 9 and more news stories. Spring is in the air at Lustley. Record crowds descended on the picture postcard Dartmoor Village last weekend to take part in the annual celebration of the crowning of the Lustley May Queen. This year's May Queen was 15-year-old Bridie Gregson, a Year 10 pupil at South Dartmoor Community College. Bridie has danced around the maypole for 6 years and was attendant to last year's Queen. Her name will join over 100 previous honorees and will be carved onto the huge granite May Day rock in the village orchard. May Day Chair Ria Moran said, "After a long wet winter, it was so nice to have glorious sunshine and for so many people to join us in the village to really welcome spring." The good weather saw hundreds join the village tradition of the procession around the village and enjoy traditional fairground games, Morris dancing by the Grimspound Border Morris, and entertainment from the Summer Mamas, as well as music and cream teas. And as you can imagine, we are surrounded by beautiful pictures. You can see the beautiful blue sky behind Bridie as she poses with her attendants. And they all seem to be festooned with spring flowers around the hair and carrying poses. It all looks very beautiful.
Fox leads calls to end trail hunting on moor. The Dartmoor National Park Authority had an unusual postal delivery last week when more than 10,000 postcards were handed in at the Haytor National Park Visitor Centre by a person in a fox costume. The good-natured stunt was part of a campaign by the animal welfare charity League Against Cruel Sports, intended to highlight the practice of trail hunting, a legal activity the charity claims is being used as a cover for fox hunting. Although fox hunting has been banned in England and Wales since 2005, the activity has effectively been replaced by trail hunts, which involve the laying of a scent trail for dogs to follow without having to kill a fox. However, trail hunts have come under fire from animal rights campaigners who claim they are smoke screens for actual hunts. The postcards, which were signed by the public, stated that trail hunting is a myth invented by the hunts so they can carry on hunting foxes. According to a January report by the Protect the Wild Association, 46% of registered trail hunts were caught chasing or killing foxes in the 2022-23 season, adding that hunting practices were exploiting loopholes in legislation. The League said that it had also compiled reports showing hundreds of eyewitness sightings of suspected illegal fox hunting every year, some of which takes place in national parks. According to the League, Dartmoor and Exmoor, along with the Peak District, are the last three national park authorities in England and Wales which still allow trail hunts on their land. John Petrie, the League's senior campaigns manager, said, "It's time for change, and for Dartmoor and Exmoor National Park authorities to protect wildlife and preserve nature by banning fox and trail hunting on their land. We need fox hunting laws to be strengthened by the next government so that fox hunts can no longer chase and kill animals, something sadly going on despite the fox hunting ban. In the meantime, national parks and landowners need to deny the hunts access to their land so that the cruel and senseless killing of foxes is ended once and for all." Chief Superintendent Matt Longman, the National Police Chiefs Council lead on fox hunting and the most senior officer in England with responsibility for fox hunting crime, last year described trail hunts as a smokescreen for the banned activity, adding that the Hunting Act is not working effectively. He said the Act had posed a significant challenge for policing, because it meant police officers were often caught in the middle between those who oppose hunting and those who support it. Last year, about 100 vets wrote to ministers warning that a scientific review was needed on fox numbers amid concerns that red foxes could be disappearing in some rural areas since the ban was introduced. According to the vets, this is because landowners have been resorting to shooting some of the fittest animals and vixens with cubs, contrary to good conservation practice.
The Parachuting Beavers of 1948. St Mary's Hall in Dawlish Warren was a hive of activity as it recently hosted an event celebrating Timbridge's wildlife wardens. Organised by Action on Climate, Timbridge's Wildlife Warden Coordinator Vicky, the event saw wildlife wardens and members of the public hear a talk from husband and wife team, Professor Tim Kendall and Professor Fiona Matthews of the University of Exeter and Sussex, respectively. Councillor Jane Taylor and Councillor Janet Bradford were also in attendance, the former describing the event as fascinating, informative and a resounding success. The audience learned of the 1948 Beaver Drop, a Idaho Department of Fish and Game program to relocate beavers from northwestern Idaho to the Chamberlain Basin in central Idaho in the United States of America. The program involved moving 76 beavers by airplane and parachuting them down to the ground. It was this event which inspired the name of Fiona and Tim's new book, Black Ops and Beaver Bombing, a celebration of Britain's mammals and a rallying cry to save them. Attendees were given an overview of the feasibility study to bring back wildcats back to Devon. The University of Exeter is running a survey until May the 23rd on the matter. The resounding message to local councils and policymakers is that consideration needs to be given to protect our wildlife and have a clear strategy to manage verges and other public green spaces, Councillor Taylor said. Through education and leadership, we can create the habitat to allow our nature to thrive, she added. And there's a photograph of Councillor Jane Taylor, Professor Fiona Matthews, and Professor Tim Kendall, and Councillor Janet Bradford.
Explosive device. A bomb disposal team removed a suspected explosive device from Dartmoor Wood last week. Devon and Cornwall Police received reports on Tuesday, April the 30th, that a possible explosive had been located in Butterdon Wood near Moreton Hampstead. A 100-metre cordon was set up while the device was removed by a Royal Navy Ordnance Disposals team. It's believed that the device was a mortar round.